With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there are new developments on that pipeline fire in suburban Houston.
Officials say human remains have been found inside an SUV that authorities say hit an above-ground valve on a pipeline in suburban Houston, causing a fire that has burned for up to 4 days. With the fire substantially smaller since it began, police were able to access the area around the pipeline in Deer Park. Residents in Deer Park, like Robert Blair, say they've seen a lot in their area, but never this.
We were hoping we were far enough away from the refineries that none of this would happen like this, but I guess anything can happen.
Authorities have offered few details on why the vehicle hit the pipeline valve. Officials say they expect the fire to be extinguished sometime Thursday evening. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Israel's security forces say an Israeli citizen has been arrested on suspicion of being involved in a plot by Iran to assassinate Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top officials.
According to Israel's police and domestic intelligence, the Israeli businessman who lived in Turkey was recruited by Iran last year. He's said to have been asked to perform relatively small-scale tasks on behalf of Tehran before he was asked by Iranian intelligence to help plan the assassinations of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, and or the head of the Domestic Security Agency, Ronan Bar. While the Israeli account cannot be verified, it highlights the ongoing shadow war between Israel and Iran, which is running in parallel to the direct conflicts between Israel and Iran-backed armed groups in the region.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 522 points, the Nasdaq rose 440, the S&P 500 advanced 95. This is SRN News. Generation Z has a strange view of morality.
60% of Americans ages 12 to 27 think that right and wrong are simply up to each individual. There is no universal standard. And the vast majority also think that a society's concept of morality can and should change over time, unanchored to any higher values. 57% of Gen Z believes that there are facts we can know about scientific questions, but when it comes to morals, facts simply don't enter into the equation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fewer young people are identifying as non-binary on their applications to college for this fall. That's according to an analysis of more than a million students who applied through the Common App to over 1,000 schools. For the most recent admission cycle, 1.8% of students chose a non-binary gender term to describe themselves, down from 2.2%. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest level in more than a year and a half.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.09%. That's the lowest it's been since early February 2023. Rates have been mostly easing since July amid growing expectations that the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the central bank's interest rate policy. I'm Alex Vega.
The judge who will decide whether Google holds a monopoly over technology that matches buyers and sellers of online advertising must choose whether to believe whether Google executives wrote or what they've said on the witness stand. The Justice Department's wrapping up its antitrust case against Google this week at a federal courtroom in Virginia. The government contends Google has built and maintained a monopoly on the technology used to buy and sell the ads that appear to consumers on the web. More details at SRNNews.com.